The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Most of us have high homocysteine. When your homocysteine's high, you're inviting inflammation and degeneration of the brain.
Define it again, homocysteine.
Homocysteine is that toxic amino acid that doctors rarely check, and if they check it, and if it's over 10, they say it's normal. No, it's not. If it's over 10, your brain's getting inflamed and degenerating.
Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Next.
Well, we welcome you to Life Today. We're going to join Dr. Colbert talking about the healthy brain zone. Reverse memory loss. Reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I think you're going to be blessed, and I'm praying with all my heart you get the book, because he's been able to put things down that you can understand. They not make sense. You understand why, and you can do them. Don't you think Dr. Colbert has done a whole lot to add life to our years?
Absolutely, absolutely. And things give us suggestions and ways to do things that you can actually accomplish. You know, they're doable.
Yeah, and they work. Be blessed. I'm sitting here, Betty, this is easy to read. It's only 200 pages. That's a short book, especially when you understand all the complexities of what it so effectively deals with. I mean, here's trans fats, dementogen, Dr.
Dementogen.
I'm so demented, I can't say dementogen.
Well, trans fats is a dementogen or dementia-causing substance that many of us consume every day with every meal. Those donuts, those French fries, that the icing on your cake is full of trans fats.
Mm-hmm. I'm just reading the list here. Brownies, cakes, candies, canned frosting, caramels, chicken nuggets. Yes. Chips, cookies, crackers, we can't eat again. We're through.
Well, you're inviting it in. This is a dementogen, and the more of that you eat, your brain becomes partially hydrogenated.
Can you find any candy that is not fit there? Is this dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate is one of the best, but yes, exactly. And again,
but you have to go to the trouble of getting it.
You do. And again, even chocolate can contain two heavy metals that are dementogens, which are lead and cadmium. Really? Do you know that?
Why you put lead in candy?
That's because the chocolate, the bean it comes from, generally has more lead in it and more cadmium. These are heavy metals. Hmm. So, but again, fortunately, the flavanols in this will counteract the heavy metals.
Read this real thoroughly, can we still enjoy eating it all?
Yes, you can. Now, again, let me explain. My book that I did the year before, which is Beyond Keto, is the Healthy Keto Diet. Mm-hmm. That should have been called the Alzheimer's Prevention Diet. Mm. So I talk about it some, but the whole book I had on it is the key diet to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's in the Mediterranean.
Keto changed my whole world.
Yeah.
It's to say, and I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you, we know Betty doesn't look like she ever ages. I feel like I was aging fast. I feel like I was probably 100. And I got with what you put out, and I did it. And I got to be honest, I used to walk by and look at my reflection, you know, in the glass of the doors. Oh, God, who is that old man walking with that nice young? I don't feel that way about myself now.
Well,
I actually look and I think something is happening to me. Am I crazy? Or do I look younger than you?
Well, Psalms 103 explains it best. Your youth is being renewed like the eagles, I am convinced, with a healthy keto diet. Now, 95% of keto diets are unhealthy. This is a healthy keto diet. The most powerful things we can do to prevent dementia and reverse dementia are simple things: a healthy keto diet, intermittent fasting, regular exercise, good deep sleep that's well oxygenated. You see, most Americans are obese, or I should say over 40%. It's almost 50% now.
Yeah.
But when you're obese, you're inviting in sleep apnea. When a man's neck is 17 inches or greater, they usually have sleep apnea. When a woman's neck circumference is 16 inches or greater, they also many times have sleep apnea. But as we age, our soft palate sags. So a lot of people are not getting oxygenated sleep. How do you know if you have that? Number one, you wake up in the morning and you're tired. You never recharge. You have a dry mouth. Your spouse will hear you gasping for air, stop breathing. Again, that's a warning sign. That could be your nose. Like when I eat cheese or a lot of dairy, my nose clogs up. I can't breathe. And she said, you're gasping for air. I said, I know, I had some sour cream.
You know, cheese is on the keto diet.
I know, but again, if you have sensitivity like I do, I have to have goat or sheep. It doesn't cause, or they have a new casein A2 cheese that just came out in the grocery store.
What does that mean, A2?
Casein A2 is non-inflammatory and doesn't cause the mucus.
Does it come from a critter? Where does it come from?
No, it comes from special cows that don't, see, the inflammatory protein, there's two key proteins in dairy. There's whey and casein. Casein has two key proteins also. There's casein A1 that's highly inflammatory and creates congestion in the nose, nasal cavity, and creates mucus. And there's casein A2 that does not, or nearly as much.
Can you find that in this book? I got to know.
Well, that's in my Beyond Keto book. Yes. Yeah.
How many books are we going to have to buy by you?
Well, the books that go together, this book with Beyond Keto, but I go in detail in my Beyond Keto book on casein A1 and A2, and they just came out with casein A2
cheese. But you can find them okay?
Yes, you can.
Like a natural food?
Yeah, natural food. I believe Whole Food has it now, but soon Walmart will have it. Walmart has casein A2 milk, and I go there and get it for my boys.
Really?
I don't drink milk so much because it doesn't agree with my body, okay? But what I'm saying is there's natural things we can do that are powerful to protect us against Alzheimer's, like regular exercise. Both aerobic exercise and anaerobic, weightlifting and cycling or elliptical or just walking 20 minutes.
Okay, it shouldn't be wishful thinking that we would like to feel good, that we would like to be able to keep our memory. That should be reality.
Yes.
And you're saying, because what I've always found you say, and I've found it effective, it's with simplicity that you can communicate this. And a commitment and determination to try to take care of the temple of God, to fulfill the kingdom purpose of God, not just to exist. And God didn't leave us here to get us out of here. Why would you do that? Why would you leave your kids here just to leave them in hell on earth? No, you can have an impact like the kingdom of heaven on earth, right?
Amen. Yes.
And that's what you're trying to do.
When you start practicing this, and by practicing, I mean exercise with your wife, 4 or 5 days a week, at least 20 minutes, what it does, it unleashes that powerful process again, where it boosts your brain-derived neurotrophic factor that's like miracle growth for your brain. But when you combine these factors, well-oxygenated sleep on your side, and you don't have sleep apnea, now many of you need to go get checked for sleep apnea. See your doctor, because many of you have sleep apnea and don't know it.
That's why you're exhausted. Can you cure that pretty easy?
You lose 20 pounds, follow my Beyond Keto, and you're going to lose that weight. It's easy,
no,
but you've
got
to crucify the flesh. But the one thing that we allow in the church is a spirit of gluttony. And again, that's okay for most churches.
We almost encourage it, to be honest with you.
We do, because you can't drink, you can't use drugs, which thank goodness you don't drink alcohol, but my golly, the church is going to eat, and they eat way too much and way too late at night, and they never fast or do intermittent fast. Just skip one meal a day. It's one of the healthiest things we can do for our bodies.
We found the keto diet not hard to go on.
No, right.
Simple. And I didn't feel like I was being deprived of anything once I got into my system, and it made me feel better about myself.
You can go to a burger joint now and get nothing but the meat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we don't
eat. And come back with the vegetables.
That's right.
And they'll actually put it in a box.
Right.
They don't even wrap it up in bread.
I fix it at home without the bread.
It's so much easier than you think. You could go to a restaurant.
So easy.
You can go and go home with good food.
And then
we know we did it. We proved it.
I tell people, get those healthy fats. Stock your cupboards full of nuts, healthy nuts.
Yeah,
all nuts are healthy,
yeah,
by the way, except for peanuts are not nuts.
Yeah.
Olive oil, avocado oil.
Absolutely.
If you're going to cook with olive oil.
It was a simple switch.
It's simple.
And what about the ghee butter? We used that.
A little ghee is okay. Not too much. It's going to raise your cholesterol. And then the doctor will say, let's put you on a statin drug.
Okay, what do you use in place of butter if you want some kind of a spread?
Okay, well, what I use is...
Don't be mean to us.
Well, what I'm doing is this. I'm trying what I do. What I do is I get my pastured organic eggs. My wife does this every morning. She puts avocado oil in there and just a little pat of butter, just to give it the butter flavor. It can create the most gorgeous, wonderful, tasty eggs ever.
We eat them all the time.
And again, when you do make your syrup or whatever, you can put a little pat of butter, put some avocado
oil. Peanuts aren't good. Is peanut butter bad for you?
It's
not a nut. Some is okay. It's a legume. It's from the bean
family.
But
can you eat peanut butter?
Yes, you can. You can eat peanut butter, but not every day. Peanuts are high in mold.
I don't eat it every day.
Okay, well, that's all right. You can have some peanuts. No problem.
I don't eat peanuts. Eat peanut butter.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's okay.
Franklin Graham gives away peanuts every year. Franklin, are you listening to this guy?
Peanuts are okay.
Peanuts are really good.
Just don't go overboard on them.
Right, just don't go overboard on them. But peanuts are okay. They're not as healthy as almonds and avocados and things such as. Those are real good for you. Pecans and pistachios are good, and macadamia nuts are good. But again,
macadamia nuts make you fat.
Well, again, not if you're following the healthy keto diet.
Really?
Now, if you eat them by the bottleful, yes, they will. But if you eat them by the handful, that's it. Just a handful of damn nuts.
If you've ever been to Hawaii, you can see all the macadamia nuts, baby. You don't get out of the room without them.
You don't need that much.
Okay, let's wrap this up. I want you to get the book. Doc, I want you to really take the last 5, 6, 7 minutes and just tell everybody, if they will get in this book, start going through it, what do you expect to pop out at them that's going to impact them very quickly?
Well, first of all, they're going to learn that this is a lifestyle we have to do. We're going every day. I can't do this for you, but you have to crucify your flesh. I'm going to teach you what foods to choose. If you start making a commitment to eat these foods on a regular basis, these foods reverse insulin resistance, which is the root cause of most all Alzheimer's. These foods are also anti-inflammatory. The two key things that invite Alzheimer's into our brains: inflammation and sugar. Those two things. And the healthy keto diet, which is in this book, by the way, helps to reverse it. It's getting you in the right habit. The body needs to be put in subjection. Start fasting the body 1 meal a day. Not every day. Start with one time a week and work up to, I try and do it 5 days a week. I do intermittent fasting for, I try 14 hours, sometimes 16 hours a night. Exercise. Start exercising with your spouse, just walking. Just start making a habit to get out and walk.
Some people don't know they're saving their own lives walking their dog.
Yes.
That dog needs to be walked. That
exactly.
dog wants to be walked. He's ready to go.
Exactly.
And they go with him. It's saving their lives,
and
too.
Again, if you are not a walker, get you a dog. Not a cat. Get a dog. No. You don't walk a cat, but you have to walk a dog. Okay. Get the cutest, cuddly, but get a dog a little with some size so it makes you, pushes you, pulls you. Okay? So you have that leash on. You're just out there. You're doing a brisk walk with a medium to large-sized dog. But also get in the habit of getting a good night's sleep. So many people are going to bed watching the bad news. and they sleep horribly, and their brain, again, sleep is when our brain literally is able to regenerate. When you sleep on your side, you're activating the lymphatic system.
We both
system.
Knew. When I didn't, we didn't know we were doing something so medically proper.
Yes, and when
you told us.
Oh, my goodness.
Thing to do, sleep on
and when
side.
You sleep on your side and you enter that deep sleep, you are removing 10 to 20 times more beta amyloid, the goo associated with Alzheimer's disease, but it needs to be well-oxygenated sleep. Here's the key. If you're waking up in the morning and you are exhausted, you most likely have sleep apnea. If you wake up in the morning, your mouth is dry, or you just feel, you know, you just feel just all just super dry that you have to drink water like crazy, you've got sleep apnea most likely. You need a sleep study. Tell your doctor you need one. That'll save your life. There's no supplement that will replace oxygen. Many brains are starving for oxygen because they're literally, their neck is so big, their palate's sagging, they're aging, and it's blocking their breathing passages. So simple things we can do. The most important, start giving your brain what it needs. Most of us have high homocysteine. When your homocysteine's high, you're inviting inflammation and degeneration of the brain.
Define it again, homocysteine.
Homocysteine is that toxic amino acid that doctors rarely check. And if they check it, and if it's over 10, they say it's normal. No, it's not. If it's over 10, your brain's getting inflamed and degenerating. Also, get this.
What causes the homocysteine?
It's because we're not getting enough folic acid, the active form of B12, and other nutrients, other B vitamins that lower it. It's so easy to lower and so inexpensive.
And we take all that every day. It's like with me, it's a routine ritual with me. I'm very dedicated to it.
Right.
Is that smart?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? How long do you think you've been either listening to me preach or you've been coming and being with us?
About 12, 15 years.
Okay, do we look like we're holding up okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, to
absolutely.
Be right at, we're going to be 80 this year, okay?
Amazing.
Do you feel like it really is?
No, absolutely.
Do you feel like you've seen progress in us?
I have absolutely seen progress because I've seen your belly melt over the years.
Okay. You still couldn't see me.
I know. But let me tell you this. This is real important. So many people are out there with chronic infections. When you have fever blisters, chronic fever blisters, when you have chronic bronchitis, when you have any chronic infection, like chronic sinus infection, mm-hmm. chronic Lyme disease, chronic EBV, your body is inflamed. You create mm-hmm. inflammatory mediators like hsCRP. I pick it up on blood test every day. I check every patient for it. When that is high, your brain is forming beta amyloid. Mm-hmm. It's a goo that collects in the brain that's associated with Alzheimer's that helps to seal off infection. So when you're infected, it's critical to use natural means to clear the infection. Now again, I'm not against antibiotics for life-saving things, but antibiotics many times create more problems than they help.
Yeah.
So I talk about natural things we can do to snuff out infections and those fever blisters, because I use lysine. Lysine's amino acid that literally will stop them most of the time. But if you have chronic inflammation or chronic infections, you are inviting in Alzheimer's.
Dr. Colbert covers the bases. You know, Betty and I are both 81 years old. She doesn't look like she's even close, okay? She said, you don't need to tell people I'm as old as you. But we really do enjoy magnificent health with all we've been through. And I've had some things come at me that were put on me by medicine or doctors that should not have been given. And that has happened. And it happens to many of us. But he showed me how to deal with the bad negatives of that. And I want you to get the book. And we'll send it to you. If you'll just do this, Betty, right now, we're in our rescue life mm-hmm. where we try to rescue girls, primarily girls that have been trafficked. And you'd be surprised, though, how many boys are dragged into being sexual toys. And we're able to give people a new life that never thought they'd have a life. Set them free. We need right now in the areas of Asia where we're working. But we've got a big building that'll be like almost like a miracle, almost like a hospital because we were renovating it. But we need $250,000, one and a quarter. We need that, and we're gonna need your help. You help us. Reach out and put God's arms around people who are being trafficked and set them free, and reach out to the least of these. And we'll gladly send you Dr. Colbert's book and say a big thank you. Also a book by Dr. Jeremiah. Would you please watch closely and ask God what he wants you to do to help, because there's a level at which you can help.
Here I am in Southeast Asia, where last night, for the first time in my life, I strolled through the streets of what we would call the red light district, and what I saw, I don't think I was prepared for. Girl after girl after girl, waiting to be sold for sex. But as I met many of them, God gave me an incredible opportunity to minister to them. Just a moment of just loving on them right where they were. I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through in your young life. You didn't deserve it. It wasn't your fault. You are so beautiful, so valuable, so important, and so loved. I'm so glad that you have found a forever family who loves everything about you. Jesus will never let you go. He fights for you. You are his, and you've always been. And I am your sister in Christ. I'm your forever fam. The feeling that I got in those moments, talking with those girls, that not one of them ever dreamed of being in a place like that. They feel no worth. They feel like somebody else's property. They have no dreams. They have no hope. And God sent us in there in that place to speak life to them. I kept thinking, what can I do to help set the captives free? But I've seen it. There is a way out. There is a way out.
Tammy, you're so right. That's why we established Rescue Life. We've just seen thousands totally set free. Many of those we saved as children are now leaders in their communities. They're teachers, they're professors. Some have been elected to political office. Many of them are business people. But we reached out with the arms of God's love and put them around them. When I say we, I'm not talking about Betty and me, or even we along with the missionaries who planted their life in the midst of the suffering. I'm talking about you. Because we could not put God's arms around somebody if you did not enable us. We couldn't meet their needs. We couldn't give them a place to stay. Right now, we've got a fabulous building. Refurnishing is going to take $1.25 million. So, Lord, we need some big gifts today. I mean, if you can give several thousand dollars, do it, please. And remember, it takes $128 to rescue one. I always say this, $1,280 will rescue 10. Is there any chance that you would rescue 10? Is there a level that you would be willing to participate in? Because there is a level you can. Father, direct everyone viewing in what they can do.
Amen.
And give them the joy and excitement of doing it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. You are truly providing the miracle of freedom and life. Betty, I'm praying everybody watching will do something.
I am too. My heart was right there with Tammy as she was ministering to that young lady, that beautiful young lady who didn't feel very good about herself. She didn't feel like her life mattered anymore. Her life was wasted, destroyed by evildoers. But God is there to lift her up through you, through your caring and your loving. So let's help these precious young ladies to start over again because they can.
Would you please go right now and get your bank card, and then use it like a check. I repeat, that's always how you should use a bank card. But go get it. Dial that number where people are calling because they need prayer. But you call it, say, I'm calling because I want to give help. I want to give life. I want to give freedom. And make the biggest gift you can. $128, we can rescue one child. Start the whole process of restoring them. Would you help 10 by making a $1,280 gift? Could you do that? And could you make a large gift or whatever gift toward helping us get this huge building that will be like a hospital farm? It'll be a miracle that's immediate. We have some gifts to send you that I promise you will bless you. But you will be giving the greatest gift of freedom and life now and in eternity, because they will see Jesus in what you're doing and through the missionaries. Please get that card, make that gift.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah, and I'm excited to share a new resource with you. It's called Sleep on This, an evening devotion I wrote to help you reflect on God's Word just before you rest for the night. Each brief reading will help you deepen your relationship with God and prepare your heart and mind for peaceful sleep. I hope you'll request a copy of Sleep on This today. Be assured that you will be helping advance the kingdom of God. God bless you.
As you've seen today, the world of human trafficking is dark and it's evil. And it breaks my heart knowing that there's boys and girls in various places of the world, and at this very moment, they're being abused and they're being forced into slavery. They're lost, they're abandoned, and they're without hope. God hears their cries. He is the father to the fatherless. He is the defender of the weak. He is the defender of the poor and the oppressed. And so we pray that you will stand in the gap for these children. We pray that you too will hear their cries, and yet you will help them in their distress, and you will help to set them free. We are here. We are on the ground, and we are ready to move on these kids' behalf. But we cannot do this alone, and we really need your help. So please do what you can do. Call the number, go online, and just make the best gift that you can. You will be answering this call. You will be answering this child's cry in distress, and you will be saving their lives and providing each one of these kids with a new life.
I'm so grateful, Father, thank you. We're going to send you Dr. David Jeremiah's evening reflections from God's Word. These are just devotionals. And there's a place you can click, and it'll be read to you by someone who communicates it beautifully if you'd like to listen rather than read. Dr. Colbert's Healthy Brain Zone, God knows we all need that, and he knows how to help us. Beautiful ceramic cup set, and then my favorite prongs, the Lion of Judah with the power even of the lion, and that's the cross. I'd love to send that to you. Could you make a $1,280 gift? I pray you will. Thank you so much. Betty, don't we have a wonderful audience?
Oh, absolutely. We love you very much.
They made you sweat to the heavens and pull yourself away from the devil. They asked for everything, promised to set you free. Give your life to your father, the one who helped you see.
Todd Mullen shares the doubt he experienced from unanswered prayers.
The journey that took us on, where I began to question everything that I believed.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.